Today, my guest is Chris Woodruff. Chris, welcome back to the show.
Finally, it only took about 7 or 8 years.
Well, I had a lot of really interesting people to talk to
I'm not a big deal anymore.
You are a big deal. We got a lot to catch up on. What have you been talking about these days?
Oh, let's see. I do courses for lynda.com.
Oh, you know, I work for the company that owns lynda.com.
So it's lynda.com, then linkedin.com, then microsoft.com. So I've already done one course on ASP.NET Core MVC Web API. That's a mouthful. But
yeah, it is.
So I've done that.
That should be popular. That's a hot topic these days.
Yeah, it's doing pretty well.
We should do a show on that sometime. I want to talk about something else.
Yeah. And then I'm doing a .NET Core internationalization.
Oh, wow. Another good
that
topic
I signed up for, and also an identity management. So authorization and authentication.
Okay, let's not talk about it. Let's talk about Electron.
And I do a lot of – I'm starting to do a lot of talks in non-Microsoft areas. Uh-huh. So around JavaScript and this thing called Electron.
All right. Now, I've been hearing about Electron a lot, but I'm still unclear exactly what it is. Help me out.
So Electron is a product – well, it's a open source project from – GitHub, and it's what GitHub built Atom, their Atom editor.
Okay.
So they released Electron, and Microsoft uses it for VS Code.
All right. So first of all, Atom and VS Code are both code editors.
They're both code editors.
And they're both what I call rich clients. In other words, they're not web-based. They run on the operating system.
Yes. So they run on the operating system.
Or Mac or whatever else.
But we all know that VS Code can run on three platforms. It can run on Windows. It can run on Mac OS. Mm-hmm. And it can run on Linux.
Well, now we know it.
Yeah. Well, that's because it uses Electron, which uses Chromium. So in the back end, it uses Chromium, which is a Google framework.
Okay.
So Chromium allows it to get access to the operating system. And then Electron is a JavaScript framework that, what's Node, that builds a shell process. So Electron builds and has a shell process, and then inside that you open up browser windows and you can access any type of web development framework that you want. Static HTML, jQuery, Bootstrap, Angular, React. So it's all there because it's kind of interesting to take a look at. Electron has a two-layer process. So it has a process around the shell. So the Electron process is a node process. And then every time you want to have a different web page, so if you want to have a web page that calls a setting page, and that actually is like a modal page or something that pops up, that's a different process. So every web page that you create in your Electron application is a different process. It actually has its own sandbox. It's isolated from every other.
Okay, so if one page crashes, it won't take down the entire application.
It won't.
Really, there's that.
But you can have where the main page crashes, and then you have a bunch of auxiliary pages.
Then those would probably take up.
Still alive.
Oh, really?
So there's ways to handle those, too.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, let me just summarize what you said. So Chromium is an abstraction layer on top of each operating system.
Yeah, think
there's
of
those three. And then,
think
then,
of Chromium.
And then the Electron framework is a way to build JavaScript applications that call into Chromium so that they can access the operating system. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, so think of Chromium as Chrome, I mean the browser.
Okay.
And that is kind of the underlying connection between your Electron node application and the operating system underneath.
So, for example, drawing windows on the screen, that would be an operating system thing that Chromium will take care of, but we would write Electron code to tell it.
We have node.js code that we call that does that for us. So it's kind of without taking a look at the code, it's kind of hard to describe.
We won't look at code, but I do want to. It's pretty obvious that it must be pretty powerful because Atom and VS Code are both very powerful tools. There's a lot of functionality built into them, and the fact that it runs both on multiple platforms, multiple operating systems, is a big deal. Can you walk us through the process of creating an application in Electron?
Yeah, so every Electron application has a main.js.
Okay.
And it's a node file.
That's the starting point of the application.
And that's the starting point. So if anyone knows Node, we do a require Electron, which brings in the Electron package into the Node application. Mm-hmm. And in there, we create the app, which is our shell process, which is our Electron application. And in there, we have a lot of different events that we can call. So we can call ready, we can call crashed, we can call unresponsive, we can call exception, unhandled exception.
So these are events handlers?
Yes. Okay. So they're node functions that get called based on events.
Okay.
And these get called, and we can run through code. So on the ready, once the Electron application code, the shell process code, is done standing up, we can call ready to then go out and actually create our everything inside the Electron application.
You say inside. Are we talking about other child windows? Is that
yes.
All right.
So remember I said that there's the shell process, mm-hmm. and then there's browser window processes. Mm. So once the shell process stands up, then we call and we run through our code to go out and point to web pages or React applications or Angular applications that we have built into our Electron
interesting.
Project.
So then it becomes very similar to the process of building a web application.
Then it becomes just like it.
Hmm.
Except we can fall back on the Electron, and we can call Electron to do things like open a file explorer.
Oh, wow.
And a save dialogue.
Hmm.
And a print dialogue.
Access the camera maybe on the device?
Access cameras, access microphones.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's what we're really doing is we're leveraging, it's kind of best of both worlds. We can have our cake and eat it too. We're building our web applications like we do in great ways. Like, you know what, React is a good, Angular 2 is a great way to build web applications. Right. You can do that.
This is really nice if you've already got those skill sets, those JavaScript skill sets, and you want to start building rich client apps.
And Electron has this thing called DevTools. You can incorporate DevTools into your Electron application and have the Chrome DevTools.
Is it like the F12 tools? Like the debug
exactly. Inside your application. So they will actually show inside your application, and you can debug your application. Not the Electron application, but the browser window, your web application. You can debug that using your the Chrome tools.
What's the when I'm doing development? What IDE am I using?
Anything.
So I could use VS Code, for example.
So, in my demonstration I did today at CodeMash, I use VS Code.
That's your preferred editor.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you go out to the Electron site, which is electron.atom.io, they have They have web pages that will give you, walk you through setting up debugging in VS Code and debugging in Atom. And so what you do is you add a new configuration to launch.json inside your .vs code directory in your project. And if anyone has used VS Code, there's a debug area.
Yep.
And you can have multiple configurations.
I see.
And in there, they give you the ability to debug not only the web application, but the shell process. Now, everything is really, you're really debugging the shell process because you can't get into, you're really going to use the Electron DevTools or the Chrome DevTools to debug your actual web pages inside Electron. But if you want to debug all the code from your shell process, then that's where we can debug that within VS Code.
Huh.
And that's the Node.js code.
I see. So now, if we're going to use the Chromium to access parts of the operating system, what about other things that we want to be able to do that JavaScript just doesn't do natively? Can we add extra libraries? Are there packages or something like that we can add?
So you can and you can't. You pretty much, I mean, from my experience, you pretty much go through what Electron gives you. So Electron abstracts away a lot of the underlying Chromium layer. So you go through Electron to do a lot of what you would want to do on the operating system. Hmm. So if you want to save a document or save something or open something or print something, you go through Electron, which then has connections back to the thing. Now, in your web application, in your browser windows, you can bring in anything you want. So you can bring in NPM packages and work with those.
I see. Okay. What are some applications that are built using Electron? I mean, we already talked about some code editors like Atom and Visual Studio Code.
So there's Atom, VS Code. Another one that I use on a daily basis is Postman, which is a API debugger.
Sure.
You can test out APIs.
Yep. I use Fiddler, but it's very similar to that product.
Yeah, it's Fiddler, but a little easier.
Okay.
Another one is Gitkraken, which is
a Git client.
Yep. A Git client. Another one is WordPress is starting to use it for some of their applications that you can download.
Hmm.
So there's lots of different things that you can use it for.
Yeah, you're limited by your imagination, it sounds like.
There's a ton of applications. None of them, most of them are not like household names, but there's a lot around, I will say a lot around sound, like audio.
Hmm.
There's a lot around and they're mostly, I will be honest, most of them are just developed and just packaged for Mac OS.
I see. So just because you can make a cross-platform application, some people choose not to.
Yes, yeah. They do.
Well, I'm going to write the next awesome Electron app, and I want the world to see it. After I write it, what steps do I need to take to get it out to the world?
Yeah, so there's a package, NPM package out there called Electron-Packager. And
let me guess, it packages Electron apps.
It does.
Wow.
It basically
guess.
What it does is takes all your files and makes it in the big sense, it makes an exe that you can run on your desktop for the operating system that you call on the command line to create. And then it brings in all the supporting files. So it brings in node.dll. So you actually don't have to have Node on a machine that you install it on because it already has Node along with it. So what you do is you say Electron-Packager, then you say what directory that you want it to point at. Then you want to say the name of the application. So it doesn't have to be the same name as your Electron project. So if you want to give it a different name, you can. And then you give it the platform. So there's like Linux platform, Darwin, which is what they call Mac OS, and then Win32, which is Windows.
Okay, and this is where people decide whether or not they want
to deploy. Yeah, and then they have architecture. So
they've got an executable, and then you can push it to the stores.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can do architecture. So in Windows, you can do 32-bit or 64-bit.
Awesome.
And so you get that, you call it, it gives you that. And then what I do is I point like ino install, you know, the it's a cheap or free.
It's an installer.
It makes an MSI in the end, and you just point it at that, and it creates the installer, and then you're good to go.
If somebody wants to learn more about Electron, what's a good place to start?
Well, I think I talked about it before. If you go to the Electron.
.atom.something.
Yeah, electron.atom.io.
Okay.
Which is the
there's resources
GitHub.
There to get
it's
you started.
A GitHub webpage.
Okay.
You can get information out there. You can go out to my GitHub account, which has I have a number of different demos.
Oh.
So that's at GitHub/C Woodruff.
Okay.
So I have a Electron dash demo, Electron dash React demo, and Electron dash Photon dash demo. And Photon is a visual control toolkit that you can import into your web application that will allow you to have nice looking controls that look like desktop controls.
Interesting. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you. As a comic book fan and a Marvel fan, it's not the age of Ultron, it's the age of Electron.